Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, what did the House work on this week?
Well, as Chinese President Xi Jinping visited the United States, I joined with my fellow co-chairman of the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission to honor Chinese human rights activists, including Chen Guangcheng, who was jailed by the communist regime for his class action lawsuit to stop China's forced one-child policy. On Monday, I managed the debate on the House floor regarding a bill that originated in the subcommittee I chair to make small group health insurance more affordable. Under the president's health law, employers with 51 employees and up face different rules from those with fewer than 51 employees as of January 1, and this is a significant market disruption, causing employees of these businesses to lose coverage they had. Over 3 million people will see double-digit increases in their premiums. So they're not only losing choices, they're paying more and discouraging small businesses from expanding. And I'm pleased to say that this bill, to stop this from happening, passed with overwhelming support. The bill also authorizes $205 million for the Medicare Improvement Fund, which was cut by the president's health law. The House also passed two more bills for veterans, bringing us to a total of 15 bills for veterans just this year. The House has made this a top priority because it's a top priority for the people. The two bills we passed this week are focused on helping veterans get jobs, and they're bipartisan. The first bill, the Wounded Warriors Federal Leave Act, was introduced by Democrat Congressman Stephen Lynch of Boston, would give any disabled veteran who takes a job for the federal government 104 hours of paid leave for medical treatment, in addition to sick leave, and this will help ease the transition to civilian life for wounded veterans who otherwise wouldn't have accrued sick leave on a job that they've just started. The second bill was introduced by my fellow Air Force veteran, Representative Martha McSally of Arizona. The Border Jobs for Veterans Act would require the Department of Homeland Security to recruit veterans as customs and border patrol officers. Our veterans have a wealth of experience that makes them strong candidates for these positions, and this bill can not only help veterans, but help secure our border. It's a common sense idea, and I'm proud to support my fellow veterans in voting for it. And I also should add that we passed a third bill that would help the families of veterans under the Gold Star Fathers Act, introduced by Democrat Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon. The parent of a service member killed in action would receive hiring preference for any federal employment. And this is already the case for mothers, but our bill would extend this preference to fathers as well. This brings us to a total of 16 bills to help veterans just this year, and I'm proud to be a veteran, and I'm proud to support these bills.
Congressman, could you give us an update on the Planned Parenthood scandal?
There were some notable developments this week. On Tuesday, the Oversight and Government Reform Committee conducted a hearing with Cecile Richards, Planned Parenthood CEO, as a witness. Ms. Richards makes nearly $600,000 per year working for a so-called nonprofit that receives over $1 million per day from the taxpayers. If this so-called nonprofit can afford to pay her such a salary, why do they need to charge taxpayers, most of whom do not receive their services? On Tuesday afternoon, I managed the debate on this topic on the House floor, and I spoke in favor of legislation that originated in the Energy and Commerce's Committee, the Subcommittee on Health, which I chair. And this legislation would empower states to deny Medicaid funding to abortion providers if they choose to do so. Opponents of the bill believe that states should be forced to give money to abortionists. That is the alternative. You can watch my speech on my YouTube page, and the House subsequently passed this straightforward common sense bill by a vote of 236 to 193.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I do. As we've been discussing, Congress has been debating funding for community health centers and for organizations that perform abortions. The Federal Department of Health and Human Services recently announced a grant to Southeast Lancaster Health Services, Berks County Community Health Center. Community health centers serve the underserved and help those in need. And we've got some great community health centers right here in the 16th District. and I'm a proud supporter of the work they do, and I'm pleased to hear that the federal government is recognizing their important contribution to our community.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.